gonna change my tune.
The Hawk here with 95.7 Duke FM. And guess who stopped by? It's Miss Emily Ann Roberts, live in studio with us. Emily, what's going on in your world today?
Man, it is a whirlwind. I feel like I'm just back off to the races, but it feels so good to be back in East Tennessee.
So you said back in East Tennessee. I know you've got a big show coming up at the Cotton Eye Joe. When is that show?
I do have a huge show coming up at the Cotton Eye Joe. It is on Sunday, June 6th.
Sunday?
Yes,
it is. So is this an all-ages show? Can anyone come to this show?
This is all ages. It's family-friendly, of course. Y'all know that's the case when it's with me. And it is going to be a blast.
Awesome. So what have you been doing lately? What's been going on as far as recording new music? What do you have coming up?
There's a lot coming up. I've been writing music like crazy here recently and really pouring my heart into my songs, really in a way that I haven't done ever before. And I feel so excited to share the new music that I have coming. And I'm actually going to get to record a new project next month.
Oh,
so
wow.
A lot of exciting things are going on, and I'm going to be sneak peeking some of those songs at the Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, wow. That's something to look forward to. We obviously want to hear new music from you. We're so excited. We know you were on The Voice. I know you made friends with Blake Shelton. What story can you tell us? Is there any dirt you've got on Blake that you might want to share that when we see him around town, we remind him of?
Oh, man. Well, if you're asking me about dirt on Blake Shelton,
I'll tell you what.
Oh, there's plenty of dirt on him. Literally. Anytime I have seen him just in his normal environment, I like to tell people all the time, he's just like me and you. He wears his dirty old tennis shoes and Crocs and works on his farm. And he's just a normal guy. And that's what I love so much about him. And he's just a hoot and a half to be around as well.
Well, obviously, we see him on the Voice, and we love that show. And remember you being on the show, and you did such a great job and represented Knoxville and your hometown of Karn so well. So being back at the Joe, do you think there will be some family and friends that will show up there? I mean, what are you expecting that night?
Oh, man, yes. I mean, when I come home to East Tennessee, it is like no other feeling in the world. I will never be able to thank my friends and family here in Knoxville enough for all the support and love that they have always shown to me. I mean, it is overwhelming when I think about it. And I like to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But I know that it is going to be a special night, and that so many friends and family will be there. And just celebrate being back together again.
Yes.
Celebrate great country music.
Yeah,
it's just been too long since we've been able to all get together and have a good time.
So June 6th at the Cotton Eye Joe. Tickets are on sale now, cotteneyejoe.com. They can get their tickets there. Is there any other way they can get tickets from your website as well?
Yes, you can get your tickets from my website. It's www.emilyannroberts.com.
Awesome. And then on that website, we'll be seeing new music, hearing new music. Are you going to put maybe a tease up there of what you got going in the studio?
Well, if you want to see some little teasers on some new music, you should definitely follow me on my socials. My Instagram and my TikTok are definitely the places.
I don't even know how to use TikTok.
I am all about it. You can follow me on both of those platforms at EmilyAnn_music.
Awesome. Emily Ann Roberts here in studio with 95.7 Duke FM. I'm the Hawk, and I'm looking forward to seeing you, Emily Ann Roberts, at the Cotton Eye Joe June 6th.
Thank you so much.
Dolly singing on my hometown station.